daf nun amed alef. Four lines from the bottom. Omar ze'iri chalcholis shenikva kshera. If the rectum of the behemoth, they got a nekev in the rectum, so it's kosher. Hoyel v'yirechayim mamidois oisa. V'yirechayim support the chalcholis. So memele, so even if there's a nekev, it will not go out to the halal haguf. The tzoya that goes out from the chalcholis will not go out to the halal haguf. So memele, so that's why it is not nitraf through the nekev. We'll continue, then we'll elaborate a little. Vekama, Omar, Omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mokim HaDovek Berubay. The Mokim that is Dovek to the Rechayim, that is completely supported by the Rechayim, Berubay. So it's either with Rubay or Ad Rubay, that means it was Nifsak. Ad Rubay, so it is kosher if it is the mokim adovek, the mokim that is being supported by the Yirei Chaim. Sheloi b'mokim adovek, but the chalcholis, which is before the area that is supported by the Yirei Chaim, b'mashehu. So then a nekev mashehu will be matched. Amru Rabbonon kamei de Rove mishmei de Rav Nacht. Rabbonon told over to Rove this memre mishmei de Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman had said this memre. We had before Amar Rabbi Loim Rav Yochanan said this memre, but the memre that was said over to Rove was as follows. B'mokim hadovek berubay. M'shaloi b'mokim hadovek b'mashu. Omar, so Rove told them, Lav mi yamina lechu, I told you already, Loi titlu bei buki sriki. You should never take kadim reikim and hang them on to Rabbi Yochanan, to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman never said such a thing. Hochi Omar Rav Nachman had said, Mokim hadovek afilo nitol kulay kosher, that afilo nitol kulay is kosher, Vuhu shenishtayer boy kedei tvise. That even if the whole chalcholos was taken away, it is kosher. Vuhu shenishtayer boy kedei tvise. But in the mokim hadovek, there has to be left over kedei tvise. The kama, and what is the shir of kedei tvise? Omar Abaye. Kemole bitito the size of an etzba beturo by asher. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll see the Sichas Chulin to perhaps understand this a little better. Let's first see Rashi. Chalcholis hi karkisho, this is the rectum, tavchaya. Mamidois soismais oiso, so it's soism the nekiv, that means it will not go out into the halal haguf, shrei aduka behem, because the chalcholos is aduk to the reichayim. Mokim adovek shehidvuka b'reichayim, berubay, afilo niktar des nekiv, venito doifna elyain eitachtoin, berubay, or we have over here, the Marshal says, Adrubay Kshere. Shein derech harei, hayaytzi derech hanekev, the rei that will go out derech hanekev, lachzer v'lachayret, it won't go back anymore, because where the nekev is, this is a very narrow area, so it will not go back. V'lipay l'seich chlalaguf, mipnei, Shehamokim dochuk, because this area, Shehamokim dochuku, this is a very narrow area. Hashatra milamaila, ba'atma isa alya shakiran hankesh mikan, mikan, mistome, ומלמטה הן מחוברים בחסכוס. Now, we can look at the picture now on page Reish Tzadik Hei. Let's look in the Sichas Chulin, Reish Tzadik Hei. So he has here two pictures. Let's look at the picture on the left, and we'll see what we're talking about. The Chalcheiles, so we see the Chalcheiles is in the middle, and the Chalcheiles is supported by the Yere, that's the Chalcheiles in the middle. Or if you look in the right picture, we'll see Chalcheiles and Nikva hi karkisha tavchaya. So there we see the Chalcheiles. This is the Chalcheiles that is being held up by these two atzomis, milamato, and the Shedra is supporting it milamailo. So this is, on the right side we see the Chalcheiles coming out, so it says if there's a neked in the Chalcheiles, the Mokim Adovik is no problem, and the Adrubai it's Mutter. Lamata himuchaborim b'chaschus, that means we see the atzomis. In the second picture we see it a little clearer. Here we have the atzomis on both sides, and in the middle it's connected with a certain schus. So memele, the chalcheiles is completely surrounded. Now, let's look at the reish tzadik vav. Mokeim hadovek berubi, we'll look at the what he writes on the top of the picture, Mokim Adovik Barubai, Afilo Nigda Venita Udoifna, or Adrubai, or Birubai is Ksheira. So here we have a picture that since this is supported by the Shadras pressing down Milamailo, and we have here the Etzem Ha'aliyo is supporting it Milamato, and he has, if we look, this Gvul Mokim Hadovik. So he has over here where this ends. He's like a small cometin. So he has over here like this line. So that means until here, it is Mokim Adovak. So at Rubai, it is Kosher. From there and further down, Afilu Anekev Koshahu will be Matrefit, because there they have nothing from preventing that the rei should not go into the halal haguf. So that's this din what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Now, let's go further, let's turn the page in the Gemara, and then let's see what Rav Nachman said. So Rove Taina to them, Amlu Amalav Mi Amina Lechu Leititlu Vei, Buki Sriki, don't say things which Rav Nachman did not say. Ochi Amar Rav Nachman, Mokim Adovik, Afilo Nitol Kulay Kosha, not the way you said Adruboy, Uhushin Ishtaiboy Kedei Tvise. So Rashi says, Buki Sriki Kadim Reikim Kloima Dvorm Shainom, Tvise Achizes Yad, but it has to be left over a Kedei Tvise, Bitita etzpa betura filu bishe godu tai betach. So let us see the picture in Reish Tzadik Vav. In Reish Tzadik Vav, we'll look at the picture on the right. Reish Tzadik Zayin, I'm sorry, Reish Tzadik Zayin, let's look at the picture on the right. So the Mokim Hadovik, let us say this is the Rashba's Pshat. The Mokim Adovik is Afilu Nital Kulay. And even it's missing completely. But it seems the Tetzoya has no place where to go. So it somehow it will continue out. Because it's supported Milamata Milamailo. But you have to have in the Mokim Adovik, you have to have a kedei tvisas yad, kedei tvisa, that means in the mokim adovik we have to have at least one mokim that you could hold with an etzpa, that is shole. And the Rajbish shita is that in that mokim adovik there can't be an ekev either. That means that you have to have, that means afilo nital kuloi. And the Rajban Teres Abaye says that Rav Nachman learned pshat in Ziri, that Ziri had said, Chalcholish shen nikva ksheira, which he's speaking about the Mokim Adovik, the word nikva is not necessarily a whole. Nikva can include nitla. Afilo the whole Chalcholis was taken away, it's also kosher. Not the way Rav Yochanan said that Adruboy, let's say, it has to be Adruboy. He said, no, you could have a filonitla kule, it's kosher. So in this Nekude, Rav Nachman was Chosa Mamoin and Shal Yisrael over here. He wasn't Machma like Rav Yochanan. He said, Afilonito Kuloi, it is also, but it is also kosher. But then he also said, a second in, that, Vuhushenishtaya boi kedei tvise. So it would seem from the picture of the Sichas Chulim that the kedei tvise means when it enters the Mokim Adovik, you have to have an area that is Sholem. There has to be a shir etzva so there has to be a shir kedei tvise. He has over here hagvulosh shebein mokim adovik mokim kedei tvise v'shaloi b'mokim adovik. So he says that's the so this is the area, this is the Mokim Adovik. In this area you need a Kedei Tvisa. Kedei Tvisa you need. This Kedei Tvisa has to be Sholem. This Kedei Tvisa has to be Sholem. And then further Sholem, B'Mokim Adovik, B'Nekev Mashu is Treif. So that is in the Nekev of the Chalcholos. The second shita on the left is the shita of the Ra'on, the Rabbeinu Yoine. The second shita on the left holds as follows. He holds there are three mekaymes. He holds that, he also holds nitol is kosher, not like the Rajbe. He holds in the Mokim Adovik Yesh Beikedei Tvisa, but here he holds the Yesh Beikedei Tvisa, the Rajbe holds that in the Mokim Kedei Tvisa, even a Nekev will passel, and he holds that Tavke Rubo will passel. Less than Rubo will be kosher. So he says, Rav Nachman holds also a Shir of Rubo in Kedei Tvisa. The Rash Vatainis, where do we see this Shir of Rubo by Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman never mentioned this. That's the Machloikis between the Rabbeinu, the Ra'ah, and Bedek Abayis and the Rashba. Let us go a little further. Akeres hapnimi. Now we had learned from the Mishnah, Akeres hapnimi is b'mashu. Now it's a very interesting lotion. What does this mean? Akeres hapnimi. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Rav. Heyid noson bar shilo. Reish tab chayin de tzipoyre lefnei Rebbe. Nishum Rabbi Nosson. Ey zohi keres apnimi. Sanyo divi. Is the keres apnimi, the is sanyo divi. Now, let us see Rashi, and then we'll try to explain what Rashi says. So Rashi, sanyo divi. So Rashi will bring two lishaynes dolaz. Kashtil budu loshen moiri vuhu osui ki kis. This sanya divi is like a kiss. That means it's a miniature keres, a miniature stomach. V'sosom b'roishoy, and it is sosom b'roishoy. What does sosom b'roishoy mean? Sosom b'roishoy means that this is attached to the intestines, but all the intestines are hollow. It goes through and through. It goes kaseidah. This is attached to the intestines, but this is sosom. That means it's a sack. And food goes into this sack, and it goes out of this sack. It goes in and out of the sack from the opening of the sack, and then it goes further, it goes the hadra decante, it goes from there to the large intestine, to the colon. But it's a kiss. That's why we'll see it's called a keres apnimi. It's another stomach. There's another stomach. That means the sichas chulin is mavaya. From the large stomach, it goes into the small intestine. And then we have another stomach, and from this stomach, it goes into the colon. We'll see soon a picture, we'll understand a little better. So Rashi says, first he says the translation in French, Kavshti budu, loshin meire, vuosi kikis, v'sosom b'roishoi, v'kach motzosi ba'alav bei shel Rabbi Moche. Alav bei shel Rabbi Moche means that Rabbi Moche wrote a dictionary, and he said that san yedivi budu shatzlir, but the Sichas Chum said they both mean the same thing. It's a different Lashon in French, but it means the same organ. The Lashon Sanya Divi, what does Sanya Divi mean? Lefi Shuhu Mokeim Mos, this area is a Mokeim Mos, the Kochush, Afila Lezaevim. Even for Zaevim, for wolves, now a wolf is not such a particular animal, and the wolf could eat the dakim, even though on the dakim there's some rei in the dakim also, he's not such a big mefunik, a wolf. He'll eat this also. But this organ, which it comes into this organ, and a lot remains in this organ, then some goes out and goes further, this organ, a wolf would not eat. This is mamish. That's called sanya divi. Most v'kochish afilu lezevim. V'cho shara keres kori chitzoin. V'shiyuroi beroi. And there the shear is not a nekev, or the shear is beroi. Now, let's look in the Sichas Chulin, in Reish, Daf Reish Tzadik Ches, it's Mamish Meredik will follow the arrows, how the food travels, and will go to the Aleph that goes into the Keres, and the Beis is to the Beis HaKaisis, it's the Keres HaChitzoyne. Then it goes into the Beis HaKaisis. Then the Gimel is the Hemsis. And then the Dalet is the Keva. We're following the arrows. That's the Dalet. Then the Hay is the Reish Me'ai that comes out from the Keva. And this whole thing is the Reish Me'ai. And then it comes down to the Vav. Vav, one second, is Zion. Oh, here's Vav. Then it comes down into the small intestines. Vav, Dakim, that's the Dakim. It comes, this is a long tube, the Hay, the Reishmai, and that goes into the Dakim. This is the Dakim, that's the Vav. And after, it goes in and out of the Dakim, and then it goes, Zion, this is, the Zion, it goes into the Keres Apnimi. Comes into the Keres Apnimi. And we have two directions. Since this is a Dovol Sosum, so it goes in and then it comes out. It goes, you have two directions. Vav, we have over here the Vav going into the Keres with the vow we still have over the dakim which go into the keres apnimi, and then it goes down, and then it comes up, and then the ches, it goes into the zayin. The ches is the hadra dekante, yem, zayin, hadra dekante, that's the ches, and then tes is the daken, amei agas, and then that's the chalcholos. That is, so this is called keres apnimi, yeah, so he says, v'sayim Rashi, but let's just see the second, on the second paragraph of the Sichas Chulin. V'sayim Rashi, v'chol shar ha-keres, kori chitzoin. The rest is called chitzoin. Kori chitzoin v'shiurei baroyv. That means that the keres apnimi is b'mashu, and the whole keres before is called keres achitzoin. Vesh la'ayim b'perish zeh, sh'rei ha'meyei ha'ivo nimtza ha'chik min ha'keres, it's further, very far from the keres, mamish b'emtza me'ayim. V'mecha godol me'ha'keres, it's very far from the keres, l'acha b'esha k'osis, hemsis k'eva reishmai v'adakim alufufofim, Vech yitorim likolai keres pnimi. So he says, so why is this is in the middle of the intestines already. So why is, so this is called keres apnimi. We have nikvu hadakim. So why isn't this nikhlal and nikvu hadakim? This is together with all the dakim. So echad yishev echad milayim deya yeshivim. Sha'afapi shemeize nimtza bein ameayim, vikomokim daimahu le keres bitsurosai. But this looks like another stomach. This is another stomach. A smaller stomach. Shuhu sogul kisak. This is a closed area. That means it goes in. Doesn't go out of it from the, it's not like all the dakim which are hollow, but this is closed. Ve'enai tzinar. K'may ha'dakim. And it's not yet. Then he brings down later from the Yavim Shmuel, Kosokem v'zeh ha'ivar el ha'ayim ha'shveilam ha'gasim k'may ha'keres al mayim al yoynim ha'dakim. That means, this is a keres, that means this the b'nei, this the dakim, and that the big keres takes in the food and sends it to the dakim, after the keva goes to the dakim, and then this keres sends it to the ma'ayim, this keres sends it to the colon and to the hadura dekante, so memela, so it functions similar to a keres, but it's called keres hapnimi. Because if you're looking at the behemoth, so this is towards the end of the behemoth, so this is most pnimi. That's why it's called keres apnimi. And lemaisa, he has in the Tmunei Chol, he has two pictures if you want to see what it really looks like. So he has over here, this is Rashi's Pshat, this is the Sanya Divi, here this is the Sanya Divi, and here also is the Sanya Divi over here. Sanya Divi, this is, but the Paket, this is, that is Pnimi, because the payment starts eating, the Veshit is over here, and it goes into the Keres, and this is more Pnimi in the payment, this is the Sanya Divi, and according to the first Pshat of Rashi, it means this is a stomach that a wolf can't stomach. That's called Sanya Divi, it's a Loshan Zayim. וכל שער הקרס קורי חיצן בשירי ברוי. ברוי, לשנה אחינה שמעתי, נראה שיש a second shot, that we're not speaking about this organ, we're speaking about taka the keres. Like this, according to the first shot, we hear the same shtik teire, the sichas chulon, really this is already together with all the intestines. Why is this called the keres hapnimi? It's far away from the keres. He says, because here's the characteristics of a keres. Lishna achine shamati mina panza atzma. That tanya divi is a cavity in the stomach alone. Mokim shemenakvim shamatabochim akeres. That when the butchers get the stomach, umaitzien haperish. And they take out, it sees when these cavities, there accumulates perish. Is mokim so sanya divi is shahasonui zov. Divi is a loshen ziva. It runs out, it drips out. Now let's look at the picture in Reish Tzadik Tes. So here we have, this is the keres apnimi. That means there's a cavity in the stomach, at the end of the stomach. That means here pnimi is also very good, because it comes into the, from the veishit, and towards the end of the stomach, the most mocking pnimi in the stomach, there's a cavity, and that's called sanya divi. That's the second pshat in Rashi, and Tmunei Chol brings two pictures of the Sanya Divi. This is the Sanya Divi according to this pshat. It means this is the veishit, how it comes into the stomach was cut in half. So these are cavities. This is a cavity. This and this are cavities in the stomach. And this is the sanya divi. So it's a chalik of the stomach. It's a cavity in the stomach. There's the section of the stomach. This is called the sanya divi. That's what it is. So we can know a little bit what it looks like. This is the first pshat. Well, so now we know what the taich akeres apnimi. One pshat. וכן אומר רב ישוע בן קורחה, סניה דיבי. רב ישמואל אומר, איסטומחה דקרסה. The קרס הפנימי is איסטומחה דקרסה. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, אני שמעתי איסטומחה בלז. It seems that Laz also had the same type of a translation. And others are geres veine yedei amahu. I don't know exactly where this is in the keres. But it also seems it's a chelek of the keres. Rab Asi Oma Rab Yechanin, mokim tzar yesh bekeres. There's a narrow area in the keres. Veine yedei ezel. I don't know where this, here he didn't know. He didn't know where this narrow area is. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Nafol Karsa Bebiret. So Mamela, what does it help now? Like this, the Mishnah said that there's a Chomer and the Keres Apnimi, that it's B'mashu, but the rest of the Keres is B'roid. And now you don't know where this Mokim Tzar is, so the whole Heter, we can't figure out where do we have a Heter to Roid. What does Rashi say? Mokim tzar yesh bekeres shukori keres apnimi v'chol shar keres kori chitzayne. So he told them, nofal karsa bebir, ohil meincha yedei heichnu leperashta lo nuklum. Like this, the Mishnah said, there's a chelik that's chomo, and the rest is kal, that a nekiv is not matriv. If you don't know where this is, you can't pinpoint it, so Nofal karsa bebira. Omar Rav Ache barave Omar Rav Asi min hameitzar ulemato. So, Abba, he explained where this is, min hameitzar ulemato. Omar Rav Ache, so let's see Rashi, ani aforish oisai mokim tzar, min hameita ulamata. Mi mokim shakeres hoylech umeita letzada veshit, where the keres gets narrower when it comes to the veshit, ukori pnimi mivneishu nechbo bedoifnei achose. Now let us look in the Daf Shin in the Sichas Chulin. So if we see that from the fifth rib to the 13th rib, there is the keres gets narrow and it's enclosed by the ribs. That is called Mokim Tzayesh Bekeres Shukori Keres Apnimi. This is called keres apnimi, it is enclosed by the rib. So pnimi means, even though theoretically, if you'll face the behemoth, this is the most chelek chitzoni of the keres, because the food comes in from the veshit into this chelek, but it is called pnimi because it is hidden by the ribs. So that's why the chelek that is hidden by the ribs is called hakeres hapnimi. And the chelek that's outside of, that's after the ribs, that's called the keres achitzoni. That is this pshat. Rab Yaakov ben Achmeini Omar Shmuel, Mokeim she'ein boi milas. This is the chelek of the keres that does not have wool. Now let us look in the Sichas Chulin, then we can see a picture in Temunei Chayil. There is, well, let us just see what Rashi says. Mokem she'ein boi milas, mokem yesh bekeres cholok. There's a place in the keres that is smoothish. She'ein sham oisam tema, you don't have this wool. She'geirin b'roischin min ha'keres. That means there are different chalokim in the keres. Is a chalok in the keres that there are things that are boiled from the keres, and it looks like wool. It looks like pieces of wool. And then there's other chalokim that are smoother. And if we look at his picture, there's a mokim she'ein by milas. That means it is, we have some sayah there, but there's no milas. The Temunei Chayil, has a picture over here that we can see the difference between milas and seya. He has this on page 124, 125. So this area is called milas. This is milas over here. You have a lot of this. It's a lot together. It looks like wool. And further up, this is the Moke Maseya. Further up, it doesn't have this milas over here. There's some seya here, but there's no milas. It means it's not bunched together. So this is called the keres hapnimi. This is called the keres hapnimi. Just one second. Let us again see the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov and Achmeini Omar Shmuel, Mokim She'ein Boi Milas. That is the keres apnimi. Rabbi Avine Oma Gneve Mishmei Derav, Tefach Beveshet Samoch Le Keres, Zuhi Keres apnimi. So now there are two pshatim. Let us look on page Shin Aleph. So the first pshat is 244 Gimel Aleph, is mamish the tefach, and in the veshit samach lekeres, This tefach, this is called the keres apnimi. So it comes out the whole keres is the keres achitzoine, which you need the roif to be matrif. Or it's the first tefach when the veishit enters the keres. This is the first tefach bekeres samach leveishit. So this is the shir. This is a very, it seems, a kula dika shir. Let me boy if it's in the veishit. So we know the veishit is bekol shusut. So it just says that this guy doesn't have a din veishit. He has a din keres apnim, which is also bekol shusut. So this whole area is only a tefach from when the veishit meets with the keres, either it's on the veishit or it's the first tefach in the keres. This is the keres apnimi, and the rest of the keres is the keres achitzoine, and we have a kula that it's only nitrach berubay. Omri b'marove mishmei de Rabbi Yosi bar Chanine, kol hakeres kuloi, Zuhi keres apnimi. The whole keres is the keres apnimis. The eizo keres achitzon. So this is l'cher davar the biggest chumre, because the whole keres is the din of the keres apnimi. The eizo hu keres achitzon, boso hachoyfe es roif akeres. There's boso underneath, that covers roif akeres. Now, let us look. Let us look in page Shin Aleph in the Sichas Chulin. So, kol keres kuloi zuhi keres apnimis, the whole keres, which is the biggest chumre, till now we had areas in the keres. He said the whole keres is b'mashu. And what is called the chitzain berubai, so keres achitzain boso hachoyfe es roiv akeres, krum ov hoiva al kol acholol umarzik kol b'nei amayayim. Now let us perhaps turn the page, Daf Shin Beis, and perhaps understand it a little better. He has like a box underneath the keres, and I think the dotted area is the basa. This is the basa we're talking about. Reiv ha-basa shekeneged ha-keres. This basa grat supports the keres. If reiv of the basa, this is pasul. So he says the whole keres is the keres apnimi, and this basa, which is reiv of the basa, keneged the keres. This is called the keres achitzoy. Look at the picture. Royin kama yesh min akrum keneged oisoy roiv keres. That means that there's a chaylik of the keres that is not mechuvin keneged this bosa. There's a chaylik of the keres that's nechbo tachas hatzloy. That me at the keres hanechbo tachas hatzloy. But the chaylik that is supported by this boso, so for roiv of that boso, even though in the Beino we have boso before the keneged akeres, we have boso after keneged akeres, we look at the boso that is keneged akeres, and roiv of this boso was nikra, so that's called keres achitzoine, and this passels the roiv, but the whole keres passels the miyutai. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, אז מן המצל מעט ממוקם שקר סוילך מצל צד הווי שהוא קורי פנימי, שנח בו בדוי פני החוזן, ולמטה כשבהם בתלויה, this is למטה when the behemoth is hanging on its hind legs. מוקם שאין במילס, מוקם יש בקר סחולק שאין שם אויסי צמא, שגוירים ברויסך מן הקרס. בוסר החויפה, this is the קרס החיצייני, פירשתיו, בזהו קרום אוף, this is a thick קרום, however I'll call a hollow, which goes underneath the whole hollow, the koyren loy tinpene, this is the abdomen I think, v'yeshnoi min ha-choze, it starts from the choze, v'at ha-yerechayim, till the yerechayim, v'keres ha-kori panza, the stomach, מיוטאי נחבא בצלוי סחוזה. המיוטאי is נחבא בצלוי סחוזה. There was one said, I was called the קרס הפנימי. אבל ורובוי, רויב of the קרס, is תחס אוי סייקרום. ורויב החיצויני, the קומה במסניסן, רויין, that we measure, the קרס החיצויני is the בוסר. That's connected, Reiv of the Keres, so Reiv of that Bosser is Reiv Achitzayin. Reiv Kamo Yesh Minakrum connected Oysay Reiv Akeres. We see how much of the Krum, that means the Krum starts before that Reiv and it goes further. We don't look at that. We look at the Bosser that's connected Reiv of the Keres that is surrounded by this Bosser. Vim Nikra Shom Reiv. מה שיש מן הקרום כנגד הקרס טריפה. רנץ טריפה, if רויב, what is כנגד רויב of the קרס, then it's טריפה. וממוקם שהקרס קולו עולמטה נקרא, what if there's a crab, after the קרס ends, further there was a crab, איזה קרום קשרה. היינו דרימי לקמן, רובב להב התפח, זו ששנינו, we have to see the Gemara further. We be kulei kumeshchina ein lach beim ktanish ein bereif shlo yes mitavach. Bekitzer, so Rashi is just saying that reif of the basa is not. You don't look at the whole basa. You look at the basa that's connected the keres, and that's what we see in the picture. Bechol amei reif de lael. Kori pnimis bechitzayna bekeres atma. That is the difference now from the Bnei Marov. The Bnei Marov is said the whole keres is the keres apnimi, and the basa, which is connected to the keres, that's called the keres achitzayna. That is called... So this is the biggest chumre. That means till now we had chalotim and the keres alone, which is called the keres amnim, the keres achitzayne. Now, everything, the whole keres is called the keres apnim, and only the bus is called the keres achitzayne. So this is the biggest chumrah. Rabbe Barafuna Omar, Mafrato, the mocking that becomes megula. My Mafrato, Omar Rav Ivye, Heichi, the pari, tafri. So, if you want to see, let's see, look at daf shin gimel. Daf shin gimel, let's look at the picture of the, on the right. That means when the butchers open up the animal, so there is a chelik that comes out from this pirua, shetach priyas atabach, atabachim. So whatever comes out from this chatach, that's called the keres hapnimi. What will not come out from this chatach, does not emerge from this chatach, that's called the keres achitzayna. So if you look at the picture to the left, so he made a picture in the keres gufim, and he made a dotted line. So this dotted line is, this is mafras, keres pnimis, tzada keres aroyes akarke, and this comes out, this bulges out, this bulges out when they make this slit in the stomach. So all that bulges out, that is called the keres hapnimi. And that which doesn't bulge out, that's called the keres achitzena. Let us see again the Gemara. Amar Rivi Yehechid the Pori Tatri. Now what does Rashi say? Matrata tzad ha-keres ha-royes ha-karke ha-nire miyad that one can see right away she-poishchen ha-beheme lo-hoiti es-ma-ayim ha-hayne de-meforish eichi de-pori tapu. So that when the slit is made, some of there was a standard slit that was made, so whatever comes out or bulges out, that's called the keres ha-pnimi, and the rest is called the keres ha-chitzei. Binardoi of the kerabe baravune. Binardoi, they did like rabbe baravune. So by emerson it comes out a kula, according to rabbe baravune. It means the chalokim, which are towards the gav, the top of the behemoth, or the sides of the behemoth, so that's called keres achitzoyne, and there the shir is beroy, a kula. So in Nardov, the kerab barabun. Omalei Rav Ashi la ameima. Rav Ashi yes ameima. Ameima was a yid that came from Nardov. Kol ani shmeitzim, we had a whole bunch of shittas that said what's called the keres apnimi. In the door, they make away from all the shittas. They just do like Rabbi Barabunech, man. What's pshat? Amalei kuli shaychi b'de Rabbi Barabunech. So he said, you see, most of the shittas are nichlal in Rabbi Barabunech. What does Rashi say? Kulan shaychi b'derabe. San yedivi v'istumche umokim she'in boi milas. Look in the picture that on Shindalad, where he opened up the... Here we have over here, Sanya Divi, I made the first shot of Rashi, Sanya Divi, the second shot of Rashi, the Keve, the Stumche, Nameitza Lamata, the Hemses, Besakoisis, all the Hezadin of the Keres Apnimi. So he says, Kulu, Shaychem, Bederabe, Sanya Divi, the Stumche, Amokim, Shem, Bemilois, Kulam, Boise, Tad, Oindes. They're in this area. Oylamai loylamate. Chitofes lo lecholoisei tzad bedekev mashu animtzaboy bekaimis lo lekulu. That means Rabbi Barabun vakelti the previous manda omrim were mekilim. They said only the sanya divi, only b'mokim shein b'milut. He was very inclusive. He said, well, you make the slit, so memela, you have all these things there. So memela, there chumres, you have also. So Memele, so he includes their chumres. Malkul shaychem with the rabbi baravune. So yes, and weiter, but the rab Asi omer rabbi Yochanan mai. The rab Asi omer rabbi Yochanan, he said he doesn't know where the mokim meitzer is. So maybe this is another place. He told him, no. Amalei kvar pirshe ravache barave. Ravache barave said pshat. Amalei, what does Rashi say? Ravache yom rabbi yechna amalei v'ni yedeh ezel. Mayim risu alo. Ho ikal esvuki b'chol akeres kula. I don't know where it is. Amalei kvar pirshe ravache v'ayinu min ha-meitzer olamato. B'kenegde mafrate. This also comes out when you slit open the stomach. So if I count, so I'm including his chumros. Uderabavine, uvnei marove mai. was der Rabbinu dem Neim Arobet. Now, Rabbinu, yeah. Merove said that Kola Keres Kuloi, Zui Keres Apnimis. Now, the Kola Keres Kuloi is much more homo. Rabbeinu Dama Keres Apnimi Beveishetu, if it's in the Veishetu, this does not come out when you slit open the stomach. Udebnei Marove, the Omri Kola Keres Kuloi Kori Pnimi, Now, the Bnei Marova was the biggest chumah, the whole stomach. My. So he told them, yeah, well, he says, the Amalehani Vadi Pliga, that's right, the Dezicha Choylik, and Rabbi Barafuna, but in Ardo, we are noik like Rabbi Barafuna. And we covered a lot of Amayroim. The Bnei Marova, we did not cover, and also Rabbi Yochanan, we didn't cover. And the rabbin and the Bnei Marova we didn't cover. So Rashi, v'kiven the le'ifsek ilchese, since we don't paskin le'ifsek ilchese, avdina lechumre, v'tavinen b'chol hakeres, we're machma like the Bnei Marova, because, so tavinen b'chol hanekev, v'nekev mashu, ki Bnei Marova. O miyu, kol hanech treifes, Anan leitachinen lemivdeki baschayu. We don't make a bedika to see if there's a nekiv there. The cholkame de leimishtakron as linen basaruba, we go basaroi. Kidden akal per kame, me al yotamime, me kreituve. Ubesirchi de reye mishum de shrichan batkinen baschayu. The only place where bedik is by the reye, because the reye is shriach, so there we're bedik the sirch.